Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit TobaccoStopsWithMe.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, following the Thanksgiving holiday, ag markets have been characterized by narrow movement and sustained pressure on prices. I had the opportunity to catch up with OSU's Dr. Todd Hubbs, the crop marketing specialist, to talk about what is keeping prices so flat.
In a relatively narrow band and movement across most ag markets, you know, leading into the holiday, and that's continued into this week for the most part. You know, we've had a little bit of news on the political front with trade negotiations and will China buy, won't they? And then the Black Sea conflict with Russia and Ukraine cropping up. You know, we saw a little pop in wheat, and then that's been all given back. So not a lot of info, narrow bands for the most part as we're settling in.
Hubs also provided a rundown on the major commodities.
You know, we've seen basis be pretty stable, but in the lower end of a five-year range around Oklahoma. We've had really strong, well, good exports, stronger early in the year. They've sort of flattened out and weakened as we've gotten deeper into the fall and into November, but we're still doing a pretty good pace. It's been a bright spot. I think our domestic use is pretty stable like it normally is. And because of the big supply here and globally, it's just keeping pressure on prices. There's a lot of wheat in the world. There's a lot of competition out there. You know, luckily for us here in Oklahoma, we grew a really good quality wheat crop this year, and we've been able to move some of it. Corn, big supply, huge demand. We're going to see massive usage in ethanol and trade as we move through the first quarter of this marketing year. But there's just so much corn out there. It's keeping pressure on prices. And I just don't see that stopping anytime soon. Soybeans, we saw just an unbelievable massive crush reported by the oilseed processors in October, which is sort of setting up this strong crush number USDA forecast. The problem for soybeans is it's really dependent on a couple of policy stacks, trade policy and biofuels policy.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Todd Hubbs, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at this week's drought monitor map. The latest Oklahoma drought monitor shows that while exceptional drought is still at zero, dry conditions are gripping much of the state, with nearly 60% of Oklahoma affected by those drought conditions, ranging from abnormally dry to extremely dry. Currently, extreme drought is covering about 3.48% of the state, mainly in the southwest and south-central portions like Kiowa, Stevens, and Seminole counties. D2 drought, which is the severe drought, is listed in Jefferson County, Choctaw County, and Stevens County. This week's drought monitor shows slight improvement in the lesser categories of drought, but basically no change in the severe and extreme categories compared to the previous week. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, southern Oklahoma has about a 50 to 60% chance of rain, while northern Oklahoma about a 40 to 50% chance through that December 13th date. You've got farm news.
What if you could take the latest research straight from the lab and put it to work in your field next season? That's what you'll get at OSU's Winter CCA Crop School December 16th and 17th in Stillwater. In 7 expert-led sessions, learn the science behind healthier soils, controlling weeds and pests, and growing stronger crops. Early bird registration is your best chance to attend in person before it's online only. Sign up now at wintercropsschool.com and bring the latest science to your farm.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.